Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
According to social media, the Northern Lights on fire last night.
An aurora borealis.
Yes.
Yes.
Look at you using the official name. La, la, la. Lots of people posting pictures of kind of across Western Canada. I have a girlfriend who lives in Rocky Mountain House in Alberta.
Whoa.
Stunning pictures.
Yeah, it would have been nice up there.
Pictures even in and around Saskatoon.
Mm-hmm.
Bonkers.
I saw some out in like Brighton. Because that's kind of on the outskirts there,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not a lot of light pollution. We got a bunch on the Facebook page right now. Just check out the comment section. It's a competition on who has the best photo.
Perfect.
And it's a 21-way tie for first right now.
How can you...
Man, these are majestic. Like,
if you see them in the city right away, that's amazing usually you have to go all the way out of town.
It's the thing that sucks about our job. Like, there are a lot of perks to our job, right? For example, March Madness. Like, the first round, all the games start at 10:30. That's when we're done. So we get to watch all the March Madness games. It's great. It's a perk of the job. But we go to bed so early that we miss stuff like this.
Holy.
Like, we're so lame. We're such nerds. We're such grandma and grandpa over here that we go to bed after our shows and...
Wow, I'm just looking through the pictures.
Like,
these are crazy.
Wouldn't it be awesome to just like crack a beer, hang out in a field? It was kind of warm last night too, and just watch that for half an hour.
That's pretty cool.
Turn off the phone, just hang out, listen to the silence.
Are you writing a country song?
Maybe I am. I got the name for it, Clayton Croker.
Oh,
everyone's
yeah.
always told me that I got a good country music name.
Well.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clayton Croker. Ladies and gentlemen, Alanis Morissette.
Everyone always wonders, what do they do when the music is playing? What's going on during the commercials? It's time for Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wow.
What?
It's just the noise you made when you sat down there. It was...
Good, bad?
No, it was just very...
Emphatic?
It was very like... Like grandma at the end of the day, like, take a load off.
Welcome to my life.
Watch my stories.
That's how I feel. And I just got here. That's what's sad. It's not the end of the day.
It is the start of the day.
It is the start of my day. Oh, God. Oh. Having a favorite child, if you are a parent and you have more than one child... Chances are you have a favorite. Let's be honest. No one wants to admit it, but deep down inside, you know you've got a favorite child. Apparently, if you have more than one sibling, you can tell which child is the favorite based on your parents' passwords.
I've heard that before. Yeah.
If the parents have a password that involves a birthday of a child,
mm-hmm.
boom, favorite child.
Can I just throw this out there as well? Parents, maybe don't use your kids as your password, because let's say you do get hacked, your identity stolen.
I know, it's
That's
ridiculous.
Like what they're going to try right off the bat right there. So just go with like Pogo Sticks 88 or something like that. Go with something completely random.
Or like my parents, their co-op number.
Yeah.
I could completely steal my parents' identity.
Mm-hmm.
With a co-op number, my brother's birthday.
You can steal a lot of people's identity just based on their co-op number. People in Saskatchewan are lazy with their passwords.
Oh,
just like,
God.
This five-digit number can work for anything in my life. We're good, right?
Impenetrable security.
My dad had a foolproof plan for this, right? Because he knew. He knew that we would find out what his password was, and we'd be like, oh, how come it's not my name? Because my dad, he did that one time. It's like, oh, the password is Ryan and then his hockey number or something, right?
Right.
My sister, Leslie Ann, what the heck? So every 4 months, he would change his password to one of our names. And he would come home from work and be
Father
like, today's the day. Clayton, you're my new password. And it's like, ah!
Wow.
That's...
fun times.
Hey, learn from my dad. That's a good thing to do if you're in a bind.
I guess. It's like when you go to your grandparents' house and they bring out your picture.
Exactly.
And put it on the mantle.
Exactly. The alternative to that is telling your kids that you have a favorite. And that's not conversation you want to have.
No.
More savings, more rewards, more money back. Zellers, where the lowest price is the law every day.
Alberta has Zellers fever.
Can I just say that voice is hug.
One more
like
time, right?
More savings, more rewards, more money back. Zellers, where the lowest price is the law every day.
I don't even want to replicate that because I don't want to disappoint anyone listening. That's just... That voice is like gravy.
It
My
is.
My goodness. Speaking of gravy, Zellers.
Yeah. Open-faced chicken sandwich.
Apparently, that chicken sandwich has been very disappointing.
What?
I've seen some photos,
no!
and it doesn't look like the original. Shocker. Something from the past. Not as good as we remembered it.
Yeah,
weird. It's almost as if we've been saying that since the get-go. Still exciting, though. It's still awesome. I saw a Zellers bunny hug. It was just a red bunny hug.
I want
white
one.
Zellers. It
so
looked
bad.
Awesome. So crisp, so clean. I want it so bad, but it's in Alberta right now, not here.
They're launching, they're staggering their launches across Canada.
It's like a traveling road show.
Ontario and Alberta's have opened, I believe.
It's the Zellers Tour.
Right?
I want a shirt. A Zellers Tour shirt with the dates on the back?
That would be
Come
sweet.
Come on, make it happen, Zellers. But it's in Alberta first.
Yeah.
And people in Saskatchewan not happy.
Well, it's coming, just wait.
You Patience. Understand why it goes to Alberta first, right? Like, we get it. It sucks.
It's alphabetical.
But we get
Alberta
it.
Alberta comes first.
Yeah, that's why.
Sure.
Obviously, no, it's because they have more people, they're bigger, right? It just makes sense, right? They're a business. They want more eyes, more people on the products. They got to come first, right?
They've
we
been,
get it. We understand why.
They've been doing a ton of media, though. Like, oh my God,
have
in
you
your
seen,
face.
Have you seen the lineups?
Yeah.
In like the Alberta malls where the Zellers are? It's insane.
The food truck is so cute.
And again, don't be jealous of Alberta. Yes, they got it first, but that's just the deal. They get things first, and in exchange,
we're used to it.
It's slightly cheaper to live here, so.
Tit for tat.
Take the good with the bad. Happy Friday. It's Stacey and Clayton. That music means it's draft day. The the card games draft is coming up at 8:20. Five games of cards.
Yep.
It's going to be a good one. Five. I don't know. I couldn't
You're
do
really
the math
sold
in my
that.
Head. I was like, oh my goodness. Trust me. It'll be fun. What's going to get picked overall, first overall? Crib, Kaiser, Solitaire? Who knows? We were looking at past drafts because we've been doing drafts now for 2.5 years.
Is it that long?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do a quick rundown for you on all the random wild drafts we have had here. Okay.
Trip down memory lane.
The small town draft.
Mm-hmm.
The food draft. The sandwich draft.
That was a good one.
Things that used to be in Saskatoon but aren't anymore draft. Penguin Park went first, by the way. Saints Roller Rink went number 2 in that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The 90s draft. The dad draft. The villains draft. The pickled draft.
Ooh, that was a good one.
The different types of days in school draft. For example, water main break day. That's the one that went first overall there. The deep fry draft. The band draft. The Thanksgiving draft. The candy draft. The fast food draft. The goodie tray draft.
Oh, yes.
What went first overall there? Nanaimo bars, obviously. Mm. The stocking stuffer draft. The music festival draft. The Canadian music festival draft. The sports movie draft, the smell draft, the road trip draft, the Michael draft, the Janelle draft, the cartoon draft, food combos draft, sleepover draft, pop draft, high school draft, sauce draft. We drafted sauces one time.
Yes, we did.
Gravy went first overall.
Absolutely.
That caused a lot of controversy, I remember, because like, is gravy a sauce?
Yeah,
is
it's a sauce called gravy.
Okay. The one word movie title draft. The basement draft.
Oh, man.
A lot of drafts. We're adding to that list at 8:20. The card games draft. Where's Canasta going to go?
Ooh,
what about
Canasta.
Bridge? Is Bridge going to go? What about, like, Pokemon cards? What about Magic cards?
And do you draft with your heart or do you draft with, like, popularity?
Stacey, you always draft with your heart.
I don't know.
Always. We got Cruise Confused Lyrics coming up, too.
So much.
Oh, yeah. For you, Craik.
Okay. Enough. I would just like to point out that we do indeed have Foreigner urgent.
I was going to get to that. Just relax. Do your part first.
First one's from Ange. Rush, Closer to the Heart. This is one of my favorites. Ange hears Backsniff and the August. Backsniff and
the August. We make this joke every time, but it sounds like the worst radio morning team ever.
Yeah.
It's Back Sniff in the August, 96.3 Cruise FM.
Can I be Back Sniff?
Sure. Actual lyrics?
Actual lyrics. The Blacksmith and the Artist. Blacksmith and the
Artist. So yeah, earlier we played this song by Foreigner, Urgent, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. I made the joke, Virgin Emergency, mm-hmm. nickname in high school. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, this is a twofer. it's also a sturgeon emergency. That second time around,
maybe,
you hear the sturgeon,
sure.
But
that's what we do on the fly. Hey,
we've all been there, guys. You're ice fishing, and there's a sturgeon emergent. I don't know.
I hate when that happens.
Urgent, okay. Blew it.
Whatever. Good. It's all good. Let's see here. Doobie Brothers, China Grove. Paul sent this one
this
in.
This is great.
This is fantastic. Paul hears the people of the town stink.
Proud of where they came.
It's almost like he says stank.
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 Oh, play stank.
The actual lyrics, the people of the town are strange, proud of where they came. Yeah, they're from Stinktown, yeah. USA.
Nice of the Doobie Brothers to do a song about Regina, hey?
Hey-o.
Cruise Confused Lyrics, doing it again on Tuesday. Send us yours, 938-0963.
Whoa.
That song from Simple Minds is from the movie The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. Today is March 24th. 39
what?
Years ago, Stacey, 39 years ago, The Breakfast Club met.
In detention.
During detention, March 24th. 39 years ago.
That's amazing.
What a good movie. It's Stacey and Clayton. How you doing? It's draft time, baby.
Okay.
The card game's draft. 5 rounds, 10 games will be selected. Only the strong will survive. All cards, by the way, not just like, you know, cards with numbers on them.
Yeah.
Dig deep. Let's prove it. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's go, baby.
Damn it.
With the first overall selection in the card game draft. Oh man, I just got huge. Do I do it or not?
Yeah.
I gotta do it. We're in Saskatchewan. Kaiser, number
good.
One.
Take it. I hate that game.
Good. It hates you.
Good. First overall pick for myself.
So second overall pick.
Overall pick.
For that guy who
yeah.
hates it.
The guy
texts
that hates
us every
when
single
I do
draft.
That. Dutch Blitz, baby.
Have it.
Thank you. I will. All the Mennonites right now are like, you know what? Amen.
And you know what? Everyone else is like, how did she not take Crib? Because it's on Team Clayton now, baby. Kaiser and Crib. Okay. I have the best Saskatchewan weekend at the lake ever right there.
All right. For gamblers everywhere, my second pick, poker.
Have it. My weekend at the lake just got better. Uno, baby.
Damn it.
Yeah. Have fun with poker. Yeah, you're dang right.
Can I take Uno Flip? It's a different game. Have you played it? It's fun.
Sure. Take
no,
Uno Flip.
No, I'm not. Third pick for me, I'm going Canasta.
Ah, that was mine.
I love
well
Canasta.
Well done. Going a bit off the board here. Going outside the box for a different demographic. I'm taking Magic cards.
What are Magic cards?
Magic... You know, like Magic cards? I don't really know exactly what they are, but I know a lot of people play them, so.
Like it's a game?
Like a Dungeons and Dragons kind of game, Magic cards.
Oh,
yeah.
That's new to me.
That one's for the nerds.
Okay. Nerds. My fourth pick, it's close to my heart, my family, Skip-O. Play a lot of Skip-O
okay.
in my family.
Okay. I'm going to take one for the gamblers as well. I'm going to take Blackjack.
Oh, okay. Hit me. My last pick, I gotta go with, I don't even know, I think 6 million games my brother and I played
yeah.
of war.
Oh, I was gonna take it, but I was like, is it too simple?
No.
Better go fish. I was like, is that too easy of a game?
War
like
is so fun.
Yeah, for the first 30 seconds.
No. Get a few drinks in, yeah.
Well, any card game's fun after a few drinks.
Old maid when you're drunk.
Let's just throw some cards at the wall after a few beers. That's fun, too. Who won the card game draft? We'll discuss this in a bit. 938-0963. Oh, look at that. Everyone's mad at our selection. The card game's draft. If you listen to the show a lot, you know that I'm on a bit of a losing streak when it comes to the drafts. I think I'm on like a 4-game losing streak. I haven't won
minimum
in a month. I think I totally redeemed myself, Lloyd Christmas style here. Stacey's team, her card games team.
First, Dutch Blitz. Number 2, poker. Number 3, canasta. Number 4, skip boat. Number 5, war. Like, not the best.
I'm suspicious that you may have let me win this one.
No, I did not. I would never do that.
Why'd you take Dutch Blitz first overall?
Because I love that game. Why do you pick the weird things you pick in your draft?
Because I pick them late.
No,
I pick all my weird things late. Magic the Gathering, that's on my team, picked that 4th round.
That's how passionate I am about Dutch Blitz, okay?
Well, you're running your team recklessly, okay? Well. my team, I got Kaiser, Crib, Uno, Magic the Gathering, and Blackjack.
I've never even heard of Magic the Gathering.
See, that's okay. That's okay. It's one of those games where it's like you have like a wizard or a knight or something, and it's like, I play him, he has 3 attack power, it takes out your troll under this bridge. I don't know.
It sounds amazing.
It actually is pretty fun.
And again,
fun.
No offense to anyone who plays it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, I've always wanted to get into those Magic the Gatherings, Dungeons and Dragons, right? Mm-hmm. Those games have so much creativity, it just seems very overwhelming to like get started.
Yeah.
But maybe we can start our own little... Maybe we just have Magic the Gathering games on the radio.
That sounds terrible. Anyway, on the text, 9380963, you do have 2 votes already. Jessica said you win with Uno and Kaiser.
I think you do.
Someone else, I think the name is Kim, was shocked that no one chose Pokemon.
Our demographic.
I don't know.
Someone would be like, what's a Sandshrew?
I don't even know
exactly
what that is.
There you go. Who won the card game draft? 9380963. Call or text.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.